Tucker Carlson responds to left-wing mobs, calls on GOP leaders to defend us, we are becoming North Korea. By Jeff Poor on June 9, 2020. Tuesday, Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson for the second consecutive night began his program Stemwinder monologue protesting mob rule that appears to be overwhelming everything in the country. He revealed the monologue he gave a night earlier had the so-called left-wing mob coming for his program. However, he said that effort was indicative of something else underway in the country. Partial transcript as follows. Minutes after we said that, the mob came for us, irony of ironies. They've spent the last 24 hours trying to force this show off the air for good. They won't succeed, thankfully. We work for one of the last brave companies in America. They're not intimidated. We're grateful for that. But the whole thing did get us thinking that we should be more specific about who this mob is, and what they're doing. Who are the people trying to take over the country? Cancel our rights, eliminate our centuries-long tradition of tolerance, yes tolerance, and free expression. And the truth is, we often don't know their names. They're mostly faceless political agitators who exist primarily online. They are trolls who thrive on cruelty. And yet suddenly they have immense power. Weak leaders now reflexively bow to their demands, no matter what those demands are. Why is that? What changed? That's a much longer conversation. We probably ought to do an entire show on the topic. And if the news calms enough to think in bigger terms, we will do that. For now, it's enough to say that the country's defenses have been weakened by decades of relentless propaganda designed to make us feel that we have no right to stand up for ourselves, to stand up for our country. We are too sinful to resist. We deserve whatever we get. Shut up and take it, America. We could spend days showing you examples of this. After offering an example, Carlson argued the phrase "who we are," often used by those talking about societal ills, was a question to ask, which he said at some level was becoming like the dictatorial regime in North Korea. Partial transcript continues as follows. Who we are? It's a good question, actually. Who exactly are we? At this point, we're becoming North Korea. We now believe in blood guilt. We punish people for the sins of their relatives. We don't allow individuals to have private thoughts. We hurt anyone who disagrees with orthodoxy. We demand that the innocent plead guilty to things we know they didn't do, and then read their confessions in public, to prove they've been re-educated. And then we brag about doing it. Obviously, something terrifying has descended on America. It's easy to see what's happened. Terrible ideas suddenly have free rein. Why? Because no one pushed back. They're met with supine weakness. You've seen it happen a thousand times. Some professional activist says something crazy and destructive because that's what professional activists do, always. Defund the police. What's changed, what's brand new, is that no one in charge has the stones to disagree. So the rhetoric gets even crazier and more destructive, kill the police. Okay, what next? Carlson went on to warn about what was to come and question elected Republican leaders' responses to the left-wing mob, which he indicated was underwhelming. Partial transcript continues as follows. We should all be worried. This is terrifying. We should fight against sweeping racial attacks like this with everything we have. Not because we're sympathetic to the specific group they're going after. But because it's wrong, no matter who the target is. No child is born evil. Sin cannot be inherited. That's insane. Certain racial groups are not morally superior to other racial groups. We should never condemn any ethnicity as, quote, the most violent and oppressive force of nature on earth. That's Nazi talk. I'm sorry. It is. Today, the left has singled out one ethnic group to hate and punish. Tomorrow it will be another ethnic group. Bigots never stop with just one. And it will be every bit as wrong when they do it to other people as it is now because it's always wrong. We have an entire monument on the National Mall in Washington. You'll remember, dedicated to the idea that, in America, citizens are judged by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. We don't always live up to that ideal, obviously. But it's got to be the ideal. If we give up on that, if we stop trying to treat people equally under the law, all people, all Americans, all citizens, then we're done. At that point, we're simply a collection of angry tribes. And violence is inevitable. That's where we're heading tonight, at very high speed. Democrats are thrilled by this. They believe they can win the election in November by inciting tribalism and division. And maybe they can. What then? How do you put the country back together? Republicans have a moral duty to defend us from this. To stand up now, right now when it counts, for America's highest and most important ideals. This, right now, is the crisis we all sensed was coming. This is why we voted for them. When it really mattered, they promised, they would fight to keep the country from falling apart. Now the crisis is here. They're not even trying. Mitch McConnell is the most powerful Republican in Congress. He runs the Senate, that's the one chamber Republicans still control. What did Mitch McConnell do today, as American society began to unravel? Mitch McConnell didn't defend the country, much less defend you. He read talking points Nancy Pelosi could have written and benefited only her. Many Republican senators did that. These people are cowards and liars. They pose as your protectors. They'd sell you out for the price of lunch and laugh as you were hauled away. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.